This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's November 13th on the Sunday edition. We are live. First report by John Bell.
This was a white lash. This was a white lash against a changing country. It was a white lash against a black president in part. And that's the part where the pain comes.
While the enraged minions feeding from the trough of the New World Order disrupt the restoration of the American Republic, Donald Trump accepts his rightful position as the 45th president-elect of the United States of America.
We had never met each other. I have great respect. The meeting lasted for almost an hour and a half. And it could have, as far as I'm concerned, it could have gone on for a lot longer. We really, we discussed a lot of different situations, some wonderful and some difficulties. I very much look forward to dealing with the president in the future.
Meanwhile, Hillary waits.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time. But I want you to remember this. Our campaign was never about one person or even one election. It was about the country we love and about building an America that's hopeful, inclusive, and big-hearted. We have seen that our nation is more deeply divided than we thought.
Hillary and company sit in limbo, impossibly attempting to rally faithless electors to throw the Electoral College's vote as the pressure of all of her crime bubbles to the surface of a bog of corruption.
Mr. President, will you pledge not to issue a pardon to Hillary Clinton and her co-conspirators for their many crimes against our country? And against society itself. Will you make that pledge?
President-elect Donald Trump mentioned numerous times that he would assign a special prosecutor to wade into to handle Hillary's five FBI investigations, one of which, the email investigation, was dropped by Clinton Foundation lackey FBI Director James Comey, strategically setting the stage to allow President Obama to pardon Hillary, which begs the question, can a sitting president pardon someone under an investigation that has yet to be convicted of a crime? Well, unfortunately, the answer is yes.
A full, free, and absolute pardon on
Gerald Ford did it for Nixon, and Bill Clinton pardoned CIA Director John Deutsch for mishandling classified information. Attorney Samuel T. Morrison, a pardon specialist, told the Charlotte Observer, "The Constitution says the president can pardon offenses against the U.S., not convictions. The only constraint is that he can't pardon someone in advance of committing the offense." Of course, the allegations against the Clinton crime family aren't singular in nature. They include the brazen mishandling of classified materials endangering national security, racketeering on levels the RICO Act was designed to address to the fullest extent of the law, the recent unexplained murders of witnesses, child rape allegations related to Bill and Hillary's numerous visits to Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile island, and election fraud. And just how many politicians and sycophants will be released from prosecution if the Clinton Foundation is allowed to walk free. Now, as Chelsea Clinton prepares to launch her political career, which will begin with Chelsea's hands dirty with money laundering allegations, the Clinton's hubris appears to be a stain impossible to wash off. Chelsea, seemingly unaware that Americans fully intend on restoring the Republic, beginning with the prosecution of her family. If Chelsea had a lick of sense, she would beg Cher for a seat on that rocket intended to leave planet Earth and America's seed of exponential providence behind. John Baum for Infowars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Sunday. We're going to be broadcasting here as we do every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have got really exciting news straight ahead of what Donald Trump is preparing to do as soon as he gets into office. And I talked to him at length on Friday via the telephone. Very interesting to talk to President-elect.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Last Sunday, we were sitting here only 2 days out from the presidential election, chewing our fingernails. I was telling you that the internal polls showed Donald Trump was going to win basically every swing state unless Hillary tried to steal it. Well, we were proven right. He did win, but she successfully stole at least five states. The numbers are overwhelmingly clear. I had Bev Harris, the Democrat, the liberal, the top election fraud expert in the country, extremely bipartisan, totally respected. And she came out and laid out the fact that they were going to try to steal it from Trump beforehand, and they certainly did. And she concurred on those key states where Hillary, the evidence leans towards, stole it. Lots of evidence of late night, right as the polls are closing, some precincts getting 100% of the voters voting. That never happens. Or sometimes more than 100% voting. Major evidence. But despite that, still Donald Trump becomes the 45th president of the United States. I want to pull back here before I plunge into all the latest news and information. And I want people to savor this victory. I was the one Tuesday night, Wednesday morning saying, look, they're going to counterstrike. Soros will fund a bunch of riots. They're going to try to block him in Congress. Our fight has just begun. But it is important to basically think about what we have done together, because it's big. It's very, very big. The entire establishment media has been discredited. All the pollsters have been turned into laughingstocks. The entire political correct cult trying to bully this country into submission to cultural tyranny has been blown into a million, million pieces. And the successes go on. Globalism itself and the fact that crony capitalists control and manipulate the system worldwide has been exposed. This last year and a half campaign did more work to expose the global tyranny than all of the liberty movement's 60-year history to try to restore this republic. Because we're coming towards the peak, the crescendo, here in the next decade or so, maybe even sooner. Donald Trump is already moving to fulfill his promises, announcing he's going to reverse the climate deal Obama signed 7 years ago without congressional approval. I have the articles right here. We'll go over them in a moment. We have John Kerry trying to race to get it ratified with other countries globally and completed before Trump takes office in 2 months. Think about them apples. Trump is announcing already that he is going to ignore the EPA's order to shut down another 500 power plants and allow the other clean-burning plants that were shut down to get their licenses and fire back up. Get ready for more energy competition. Get ready for dropping prices. The hidden taxes against the poorest Americans of every race, color, and creed. Trump reportedly looking for a way to pull U.S. out of climate agreement. Looking for a way. Congress didn't pass it, so the Supreme Court just said that the EPA could do whatever they wanted to. Well, guess what? This is over the EPA. El Presidente, he could abolish that cabinet position. U.S. to push ahead on climate pact before Trump takes over. Kerry, Yahoo News, AP, Reuters. Report, Obama administration giving up on the Pacific trade deal. Not a trade deal, a global government deal to merge the Asian Union, the EU, and the American Union that have already all been set up through the Atlantic Treaty Agreement and TPP. In deep trouble. Chalk that up to the patriots, you, the listeners, the heart of the InfoWar. Chalk that up to Donald Trump. The reason I wanted to start here with some positive news is we're now seeing the game plan against Trump. When he's still 2 months out and change, the rest of November, December, and then, what, 18 days into January, we're more than 2 months out. We're more than 60 days out. 67 days. Thank you, Darius. You popped in my ear. 67 days out. And they're already saying he failed and didn't deliver. That's going to be their tactic. It's also going to be something I discovered yesterday that made me so mad it gave me a headache. And that rarely happens because I hate Amy Schumer. Ever since I saw her pig face on TV and her anti-family garbage and know that they force-feed her and all the young girls in America and she's not even popular, she's a failure. I saw this headline. It punched me in the stomach because it was a fake headline. The New York Times had put out in an article over a year ago that they had to retract. But for this, they dolled up. I'm going to show this to you later. It's up on InfoWars.com with video. They dolled up a fake news headline from supposedly 20 years ago with yellowed acid-damaged paper and jaggedly cut edges. And it's supposedly Donald Trump saying, if I were to run, I'd run as a Republican. They're the dumbest group of voters in the country. They believe anything on Fox News. I could lie and they'd still eat it up. I bet my numbers would be terrific. At the end of a lengthy article she puts out, she admits it's a fake quote. But she knows full well 90-plus percent of people would never read down to the bottom of it to find out she says it's fake. This is super fraud. Now, why do I mention that? Because there's so many of these that I can't even cover them all. You're going to have to decipher it yourself, deal with it yourself, because a lot of the time they don't admit it's a fake. I mean, I'm seeing stuff now where they are saying things about me, which is fine. They're liars. They've been discredited. They've lost so far. But they're going to the next level. They're not backing down. They're only intensifying their lies, where they'll write the wildest crap about me that I never even said. They'll usually kind of trim it apart and move it around and change it when they lie. Now they're doing stuff just whole hog I never said. So they're hitting next level, ladies and gentlemen. So it goes on and on. Now, that said, let me give you the big news here. Most people, if they had a lengthy conversation with President-elect, would tell you all about it. And the conversation was not off the record. I asked the president, Donald Trump, Friday, if it was off the record. He said no. But most of the conversation is going to be off the record. Just because the enemies out there try to use this against the movement to restore the republic. But I can assure you Donald Trump's for real, and he knows exactly what he's doing, and I'm going to give him my complete backing and confidence until I see the policies he starts to deliver, and he's going to try to deliver them or die fighting. He's never let me down. He's never let you down. And I happen to know for a fact that Donald Trump Jr. is not going to let you down. He's a big listener for years, and I'm going to just stop right there. But Donald Trump's for real, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why they're so scared of him. I have a clip coming up of Dave Chappelle. It's up on InfoWars.com. saying, let's give Donald Trump a chance. And I've always liked Dave Chappelle when I see him on TV. I went and saw his concert, and I guess he bought into the hype, and it was just the biggest race-baiting thing I ever heard. I want to hear some funny comedy, man, not about how white people or black people, this and all this race comedy. It gets a little old. I've never been big on the race jokes. I just... It's not that I've been politically correct growing up my life. I like to think about people as individuals. And then if I don't like that individual, I'll tell you why I don't like them. It's not just what color they are. But the old Dave Chappelle was back. He just made a really great point about we're saying this guy can't govern and can't rule. Just like people used to say black people couldn't rule or couldn't come be in the White House. And he goes, let's just give Donald Trump a chance. And only Dave Chappelle could say that to the Saturday Night Live audience. They didn't really even boo. Because really, what has Donald Trump done except say he'd try to have major reinvestment in black communities and cut taxes? And I mean, the truth is, Donald Trump is going to deliver. And the media is going to do everything they can to try to stop it. Because the media works for foreign multinationals that want to sew this country up. They want to bag this nation up. They want us poor so they can buy everything up. Folks, it's real simple. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just about pay today. Got me your pocket full of change.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
By the way, Nico Acosta, our great lead producer here for the radio/TV transmission 6 days a week, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. And then, of course, we come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. I came here and said, look at this, Nico. And he said, no, I put that on screen for you when you came in today. I'd forgotten the time Donald Trump, I guess 10 years ago, the 45th president of the United States now, but back in the future, He body slams the guy, and of course does a mock beat up of him. So he is a great actor, but he is going to actually deliver lower taxes and turn the carbon taxes off. That alone will be a death blow to the globalists, and he's moving in that direction right now. But for TV viewers, here it is: Donald Trump slamming down the opposition. We ought to get this and load this in the computer and actually play it with audio. Trump doing a mock beat up. Oh, it's hilarious. Just the fact that he'd go out there and do all that. He's so ridiculous. I love it. He's got such an amazing sense of humor. Hey, will you guys get that with audio, please? I want to play this for everybody. There's Vince McMahon. Oh, my gosh. He's got to get his head shaved when Trump beats him. Oh, those guys are ridiculous. Okay, let's expand on all this. I want to play the Dave Chappelle clip in a little while, but first off, we've got to play this clip one more time, and then I want to walk through the attacks and what's going to happen. They're trying to get Priebus in right now. Steve Bannon was the general that ran the attack, the best person in the campaign. I've talked to people inside the campaign, not just Roger Stone from outside the campaign. Bannon really kicked ass, the head of Breitbart.com. So we need Bannon to be the chief of staff. He's hardcore, folks. I mean, Bannon, since he took over Breitbart, they run my videos, they run our articles, they love what we do, they get it. They've gotten more hardcore like us. They've moved more towards Drudge and InfoWars on the libertarian constitutional side than mainline Republican. And in some cases have surpassed what I've done. So I'm very, very excited to see that. Rince Priebus, the head of the Republican Party, backstabbed Trump 100 different ways. When Trump finally defeated him so many times, he kind of backed off at the end. But all I can tell you is we absolutely need to try to keep as many establishment people out as we can. Now, here's the deal. Obviously, Trump knows to really get things done, if someone who's been on the inside will come over to our side, then that's fine. As long as the policies then flow towards the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. But if you get enough old guard, neocons, Democrats, Republican establishment in, then the assassination attempt level goes way up because they'll be able to come in and take over very, very quickly. Mike Pence is trusted by Trump. I trust the vice president. He's a patriot. He's pro-gun, pro-sovereignty. He wants to control our borders. He's a little too pro-war towards Russia, but compared to Hillary Clinton, he is a peacenik. Now, all of that said, I should have written notes about what I would talk about with my discussion with the president-elect Friday, because some of it would be newsmaking. Trump is just so real. It was all very, very positive. But later in the broadcast, I'm going to sit here and think about it during the break. I'm going to write down a few notes of what he told me, what we talked about, that I can relay to the viewers out there. But number one, he just called me to thank you. And to thank, of course, myself and the crew. They're fully aware that we had 85 million. We thought it was 70. It was 85 million the 7 days from a few days before the election right through to yesterday. So we're talking 80-plus million conservatively just on videos online. That's not counting. 5 million a day terrestrial radio. We've gone from, we could never get above 170 affiliates. It's a few times 190, but it would always, stations change hands. They sell. They change formats. We never got to 200. We're at like 250. It was like 230 a week ago. We're like 250 now. And we're talking blowtorch stations, AM, FM across the country. The InfoWars taking over, folks. It's a big deal. Now, some people, and I want to address this now because it's so important, and I'm going to come back and play all the clips in the next long segment, are saying, Alex, you're the establishment now. You're the elite now. We've gotten a beachhead in Washington that's tenuous. A big beachhead, though. Getting that beachhead is half the battle. In fact, if Trump has the initiative and we back him, I'd say 70% of the battle's won. The rest of it's moral for us individually in our own lives to work hard, be good people, do the right thing. But we're at least 50% of the way there right now. But, hey, that's a long way to fall as well. I'm the opposite of establishment. I want to be the guy out in the wilderness that's trying to wake folks up and being able to be the purist and talk about what's right and what's good like Ron Paul does. It's a different thing to have your hands in the guts doing the emergency surgery with how big this government is and bureaucracy, the biggest thing in the world. But believe me, Trump is in there. He is moving to get it done, and he is the outsider. He's the consummate outsider. They hit him with everything they had, and it failed. Every lie, every fake poll. And the big win is the establishment is totally discredited. It's a huge joke. And the only way Trump loses is by being gracious and giving quarter. And if folks don't know about fencing or war, they said before a battle, no quarter taken, no quarter given. A white flag means you're giving up. If an army's running black flags from the beginning of a fight, it means we're not giving up. If there's a skull on a flag, pirates didn't invent this, by the way, folks. It means we're going to kill you. We don't just take prisoners. We're going to kill you. If blood's coming out the skull, it means we're going to torture you. And armies would fly those flags. So the black flag means no surrender. They're running a black flag up, folks. They're not surrendering. So it's not we want to persecute Hillary and all the people. It's justice. He's got to keep his promises. They're promising him now. They'll back off. Let him have his agenda if he just is nice to them. Once he gets in, they're going to start up a bunch of controversies. They're going to sap out his first 100 days or so, and then he'll be pretty much a lame duck. They're going to start impeachment proceedings run by the Republican Party itself. Get ready. That's already leaked. I'm going to get to that later. And people finally know to listen to me that I know what I'm talking about. This is the current thinking. Sure, reconciliation, let's all be nice. No one in the liberal media is saying that except Dave Chappelle. He's a maverick. And he's always bitched about black leaders only taking money from black folks and then selling them out. He likes what Trump's saying. I mean, if you really listen to what Trump's saying, you know what? I think black people should have lower taxes in predominantly black areas and tax incentives because it's not taking money from somebody else. It's your money, let you keep it. I'm all for that. Give folks a leg up that have been disadvantaged. I'm all for cutting poor people's taxes across the board. I don't care what color you are. The way he break down his main tax plan, $40,000 or less, zero federal tax. Zip. Zero, zero, zero. Boy, they don't want you to hear that, do they? So Trump just wanted to say thank you to the listeners. He said what amazing people say all over the country. He's just, oh, my God, I can't believe the influence you've got, obviously. It's just amazing. And you know, we're aware of the numbers. We've looked at it. It's just phenomenal. I mean, we talked about, yeah, he was like, what is it, 75, 80 million a week? We're like, yeah, something like that. It was just it was a good discussion. We'll be back. Stay with us. We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Group, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globals. We fight the New World Order. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Christmas morning. Mama has heard the White House in the backyard is being trampled. Hillary runs out, sees it. It's a magic moment. Side over there. You can't always get what you want. That's pretty funny. If you're a radio listener, we'll post. Can we get whoever's on this weekend or whoever's on today to post that video on InfoWars.com? Video from the UK. Hillary can't always get what she wants. The dog, that dirty dog Donald Trump, steals it from her every time. The Russians are pulling out of the global corporate government. The UK is pulling out of it. All 25 members of the EU are trying to pull out. Trump is trying to get us to pull out of the New World Order. We have huge carbon taxes and open borders and everything else. It's a very, very important time to be alive. And we're attempting to restore the real American establishment that is due process, a Bill of Rights, a Constitution. Free speech, not political correctness. We're not supposed to have an establishment in this country, you see, because the establishment globally is the Fortune 500. And they're all lockstep to take your guns and shut down your company or your business to consolidate control. That's why Donald Trump, myself, and others are opposing them. Now, let's continue. Donald Trump comes out and says, oh, TPP's dead. They admit that. One of the biggest global government moves in history. Makes NAFTA and GATT pale in comparison. Trump reportedly looking for a way to pull U.S. out of climate agreement. Fox News, President-elect Donald Trump is reportedly looking for ways for the U.S. to back out of a landmark climate pact, which would defy an agreement to cut carbon emissions across the globe. Defy an agreement. They say Fox is right-wing. Well, how about nationalistic? No. Obama defied Congress and signed on to that outside of law and ordered the EPA to follow it, and they shut down more than half our power plants that were totally clean. How do we compete when China has energy three times cheaper than ours and builds coal plants every week? That's why they all moved to Mexico, folks. They moved the coal plants down there and built the factories there. It's crazy. It's crazy. But don't worry. Kerry says U.S. to push ahead on climate pact before Turkey. And others sign on to it. U.S. to push ahead of climate pact before Trump takes over. They're trying to get a bunch of other countries ahead to sign on, like New Zealand and others, to get it done. So there you go. Now, let's look at some of the other news here. Analysts say Trump stock's rally could persist. Yeah, they tried to plunge it the first day, but it still picked back up with the stock market ground analysts and traders chanting, lock her up, lock her up. Because it's the big mega banks and brokerage firms that are shutting down all the rest of Wall Street and rigging it with fractional systems and currency fixing and other price fixing with interest rate fixing. It's all come out. The LIBOR scandal, it's all rigged. And most of our real diverse stock market systems that built the country have been shut down. And you have the super high-frequency trading systems run by Goldman Sachs that are literally consolidating power where the little guy, the little gal, can't win anymore, and they want that to change as well. And guess what? Trump is on the side of that. But before I get to all the other huge news, I want to get to some more of these clips. We have Sidney Blumenthal says right-wing FBI agents took down Hillary in coup d'etat. Is that really true? I'll give you my honest analysis of that in a moment. But first, we've got to play this because there's different compilations. I played several this week, earlier this week, but here's a new one I saw on Infowars.com earlier today. When people laugh at the idea of Trump actually being elected president, compilation. Now, before I air this, I want to point something out. And I even said this myself, and I don't say that to brag. It's so people understand, I know how these people work. I've studied history. I've studied this establishment. And they really think they're better than you. Pride goes before fall. And they really get in these echo chambers of yes men. And Hillary, in these emails, was telling her own party, don't attack Trump too much. Let's let him get in the lead with these other Republicans. He's such a clown. He's going to be easier to beat. And we'll be able to say he's racist, wanting a border wall. Let him go. Plus, they were all getting ratings. I remember at the time saying they think they can beat him. They don't get it. Being radical is what's popular. They're playing by old playbooks where we were all bullied into political correctness and scared and doing what we were told. Sure enough, they panicked when it was clear he was going to get the nomination. So they started saying, oh, you don't get the nomination now. That backfired even more. And the critical game changer was DrudgeReport.com and InfoWars to a secondary extent. But it's not about the credit, but history needs to know with those headlines, another voterless victory for Ted Cruz, another voterless victory for Hillary, though it didn't stop Hillary from stealing it. The number one website in the world with a 50 to 60 to 70 million people or more a day, seeing that went, yeah, that's not right. They would have the whole mainstream media say it was okay, but just a small voice in the wilderness compared to all the rest of the media together, the truth coming out, they couldn't stand against it. And they're all discredited. So we should celebrate that. But if Trump doesn't press it and doesn't continue to point out that they're the traitors we're trying to get rid of, they're the swamp we're trying to drain, they will only bite him in the ass because they understand fundamentally at every level that what he represents is the end of their good old boys club, where they don't have to produce anything, they just got to stay in control. So here's the victory video. People laughed at the idea of Trump actually being elected president. This was their own delusion. Here it is.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Is that people think that Donald Trump is a clown.
Donald Trump is a clown.
I mean, does anybody seriously think that Donald Trump is serious about running for president?
Crowds
Donald
made Trump. Fun of. I love that.
You know, he's a clown. But so like the moderator, apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
See, they're all followers.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst.
They're followers. We're leaders.
United States.
How's it feel, folks?
Point at real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
Yep, 44. He's 45.
So basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
The strongest person usually isn't the loudest one in the room.
So right now we have Hillary's about.
No, Donald's against your war, punk.
Favorite. We have different versions of forecasts. You can look at.
Poll has Hillary Clinton up by double digits nationally, 12 points, 50-38, four-way race.
Clinton leading in Florida. Clinton leading in North Carolina. Clinton leading in Ohio. Clinton leading in Nevada. I could go on and on and on.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
They go on and on line, dude.
And so, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say, you're not going to be president, all right?
So then what's been you fun.
It's
been fun.
It's so great.
You overthrew them. You overthrew them.
Go ahead.
You broke the mind control.
Come on, buddy.
You broke the trance.
Make a projection right now. Donald Trump will take Ohio. Actually, I project Donald Trump will carry the state of Florida to win for Donald Trump. We project will win in Kentucky, in Indiana, with its 11 electoral votes. West Virginia, well, Tennessee.
So evil, he doesn't want to blow up Russia.
South Carolina, Alabama.
Oh, Russia's done nothing to us. Our feet is weak. It's almost a turn to war.
Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana,
winning,
Iowa, Utah, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas, with its 6 electoral votes, Nebraska, with its 5 electoral votes, and Wyoming, with its 3 electoral votes.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business.
A lot of people have laughed at me over the years. Now they're not laughing so much, I'll tell you.
We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Mel Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption.
Waging war on corruption is Alex Jones.
It's the time. All right, I do want to open the phones up some in the next hour, so at the very end of the segment, I'm going to open the phones up and give that toll-free number out. But before I go there, I want to play this Dave Chappelle clip and get some other news. But just pulling back from this, if I got a call from President Barack Obama, it would mean nothing to me. I would just say, please stop selling our country out. It's not fair to have higher taxes on us than China has on their industries. Why are you doing this? Power means nothing to me if it's not doing good. I've had Obama talk about me. I've had Hillary talk about me and attack me. It means nothing. I've been on Nightline. I've been in movies. I've been on HBO. I've been at the A-list parties. I don't want to sell out to the system. I don't want to go to the inauguration and sit around people in tuxedos and hang around with Trump. I want to change the world. I want to build a better planet. I want to have a better future. That's what I'm into. But you do have to pinch yourself like some parallel universe when the South delivered a Yankee into the White House. It's beautiful. Whole South went for him. New York, his own state, they'd have to steal that because there's almost no Republicans even on the ballot. So there's not even a Republican Party in most counties, basically. So it's all Democrats. So he lost his own state. He stole five other states, that's clear, but he still won. It's beautiful. All this demonization of the North and the South is all made up crap. And It's like some parallel universe that we were in. We finally broke it back into the real universe. I mean, Obama doubled black unemployment. He didn't do anything for those communities except spew racism to give people a wound instead of a job. And that's what I'm tired of is, ladies and gentlemen, I covered the demographics in 2008. I covered the demographics in 2012. So did you. You saw it. A record number of white people, more than voted for Ronald Reagan. This is more people, but still, a record number voted. A record number of Republicans voted for Barack Obama because they were so sick of George W. Bush and the wars and the spying and the stuttering and the lying. And, I mean, with George W., it was like we had a retarded monkey in the White House. And so Americans are like, yeah, sure, this guy says he doesn't want our guns, wants to cut taxes, wants to do all this great stuff. Sure, put him in. He's just an articulate, good-looking guy. In comes Obama, screws us up one side and down the other. So I came up with this saying. I tweeted it yesterday, but we should tweet it again. We voted for Obama because we wanted to prove we weren't racist. We voted for Trump to prove we weren't stupid. And I didn't vote for Obama, but I was neutral. I was so sick of the Republican establishment. John McCain is as bad, maybe worse. Totally out of his mind. Like, more warmonger than Obama, so maybe that was the right choice, as bad as it was. Obama was a wake-up call. But, man, I was all for Romney, even though I didn't completely like him, because, I mean, Obama had done so much bad in 4 years. I mean, hurt poor people so damn bad. One thing I harped on every day was, you shut down 500 plants his first administration, another 500, 600 the second. That was almost half our plants. Everything we got is moving to Mexico, folks, because they're building brand new, dirty running plants, one tenth the price of ours, and the electricity's cheaper than dirt. So you can run a factory 3-4 times cheaper in Mexico just on electricity. That's the number one cost in a factory. It's above labor in a manufacturing plant generally. Where are you going to go? America has like bowling balls tied to its legs playing a football game. It's not right. Trump gets that, and that's why all these special interests are so pissed, because they sold us out. Now, Dave Chappelle tells some historical stories, and I'm a pretty big historian, and the Abraham Lincoln story is true, and I'm not defending Roosevelt, but that's a story that's been disproven. He did not call the person an N-word. But the point is that, yes, everything in America was class-run. Not as much as Europe, but still class-run. We were a little bit better. But he makes the point that he goes to the White House, it's all black people there for this party, and everybody's saying Trump can't do it, Trump can't do it. The sense of what you get is it's this elitism. What, a multi-billionaire white guy suddenly isn't qualified and Obama's all arrogant and says you can't do it? It's like saying a black man can't be president. Obama's a smart guy. If he wasn't a globalist, he'd be great. See, it's not the color of their skin. It's who they stand up for, who they serve. Like Bob Dylan says, you got to serve someone. When I stand up for nationalism, that'll teach other countries to stand up for nationalism. So the multinationals just don't run over the top of us. But it is surreal. You'll know how real Donald Trump is. I could have gotten Donald Trump back on the show since he first came on, but I knew they were going to use it. I wasn't 100% sure that my association with him was good overall, but I knew it was with the grassroots, proving he was bona fide. We knew the numbers. But I just didn't push, even though I could have got him on. We talked some on the phone, here and there. Real conversations. And then, boom, I see Trump Tower calling Friday. Had a lengthy conversation. He says, you're number 61, Alex, on my list. Just talked to the Queen of England and then this person and, you know, now you. He goes, yeah. I go, well, you're a little busy, sir. Maybe we should talk later. He goes, well, I understand that, but just keep doing what you're doing. And those other things were said, but well, I appreciate you and your audience. It's amazing what you're doing, and good God, it's incredible the influence you know, talk like that. But the point is that I wouldn't have cared if it was a Barack Obama or a George Bush or a Bill Clinton. I wouldn't even probably take that call. I mean, I had the governor, when he was the president-elect, try to get me to say nice things about him, and he wanted to have me come over to the governor's mansion. I mean, they had the state police come over, and then later federal marshals saying, look, he wants to be nice to you. He likes you. But I guess that, you know, Bush collected talk show hosts like he collected baseball cards. It didn't happen. You know what? I'm a baseball card. I'm in the pocket of Donald Trump as long as he delivers. He delivers half. It's earth-changing. I mean, he wants the whole enchilada. He is in an uphill battle, folks. We better understand that. With everything against him, we only have a tenuous beachhead right now. And he's already delivering on so many fronts. And if he thinks appointing some big banker as the Treasury person, because they have the connections, as long as they do his will and our will, it's like World War II. If Nazis were defecting over to our side, did we just kick them out? No, we had to have them to win the war. Same thing, you know, with our Revolutionary War. But I will always be honest in the final equation about what I see is happening. It's not about some relationship or being starstruck by Trump. But it's good to finally be enchanted again a little bit and to find something exciting, because nothing's exciting to me except my kids having a fun time out on the lake or a sunset or barbecuing or hiking or loving God and being a good man. Power means nothing to me unless it's doing good for people. So know this. I believe Trump's, my gut tells me he's for real, but also evidence shows he's already moving in the right direction, but it's not going to be perfect. And the main enemy attacks me bitching and complaining and saying he didn't deliver everything on a plate of gold. Like Dave Chappelle said, let's give him a chance. Here's that piece.
Now, before I go, I do want to say one thing, and this is not a joke, but I think it's important that I say this, because they're marching up the street right now as we speak. A few weeks ago, I went to the White House for a party. It was the first time I've been there in many years.
This is Saturday Night Live. We're analyzing
it. It was very exciting. And BET had sponsored the party, so everyone there was black. And it was beautiful. I walked through the gates, you know, I'm from Washington, so I saw the bus stop, or the corner where the bus stop used to be, where I used to catch the bus to school and dream about nights like tonight. It was a really, really beautiful night. And at the end of the night, everyone went into the West Wing of the White House, and it was a huge party. And everybody in there was black except for Bradley Cooper for some reason. The walls were pictures of all the presidents of the past. Now, I'm not sure if this is true, but to my knowledge, the first black person that was officially invited to the White House was Frederick Douglass. They stopped him at the gates. Abraham Lincoln had to walk out himself and escort Frederick Douglass into the White House. And it didn't happen again, as far as I know, until Roosevelt was president. When Roosevelt was president, he had a black guy over and got so much flack from the media that he literally said, I will never have a nigger in this house again. I thought about that, and I looked at that room, and I saw all those black faces of Bradley, and I saw and I saw how happy everybody was. These people who had been historically disenfranchised. And it made me feel hopeful. And it made me feel proud to be an American, and it made me very happy about the prospects of our country. So, in that spirit, I'm wishing Donald Trump luck, and I'm going to give him a chance, and we, the historically disenfranchised, demand that he give us one too. Thank you very much.
Well, don't worry. He's not out to get you like the globalists are. He's not going to build more mortuaries in your neighborhood. So that's a very, very exciting little piece there, because it shows that folks at a deep down level understand what's happening here. But we have to get behind Trump so he can deliver that. Hour number two straight ahead. We have free shipping running store-wide. It ends today, InfoWarsStore.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a three-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.